In this bulletin, health workers prioritised as Australian states and territories officially begin the vaccine rollout. 10 years on, New Zealand's Christchurch earthquake remembered. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic wins his 9th Australian Open title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Australians are being urged to ignore anti-vaccination propaganda as health authorities across the country prepare to administer their first round of COVID-19 immunisations. The main rollout begins today, after a group of 20, including a World War II survivor and Prime Minister Scott Morrison, received the Pfizer jab in Sydney yesterday. First phase recipients will include disability and aged care residents and workers, frontline healthcare workers, and border and hotel quarantine workers. Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Chris Moy, says it's a momentous time for the country, but the hard work is still to come.
We're incredibly lucky to have safe and effective vaccines. I think what I'd say is that now we've had this great moment to find the vaccines. Now the next bit is real perspiration to really get the vaccines out into the community so that everybody can get protected.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says combating misinformation is a top priority for the government.
We are doing advertising in over 30 languages. We've been working with SBS, which has been fantastic. We are also empowering local communities across cultural and linguistically diverse backgrounds to design and develop their own grassroots campaigns and outreach campaigns.
Frontline healthcare workers are among those preparing to receive vaccinations in New South Wales as hubs are officially open today. Westmead, Liverpool and Royal Prince Alfred Hospitals in Sydney have been set up as key sites. Included are people employed at quarantine hotels, officials screening airport arrivals, health staff, cleaners, police and security. Regional hubs in the state will soon be established. While in Victoria, Austin Health, Monash Health and Western Health hubs are preparing to administer 12,000 doses over this week to the state's most at-risk workers. The state is expected to vaccinate 59,000 people over the next month. Health Minister Martin Foley says the priority is to vaccinate those at the highest risk of contracting COVID-19 as quickly and as safe as possible. Meanwhile, in the nation's capital, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he wants inquiries being carried out in response to the alleged rape of a former Liberal staffer to lead to long-term cultural change. Brittany Higgins alleges she was sexually assaulted by a male colleague in Defence Minister Linda Reynolds' office after a night out in March 2019. Mr Morrison has announced four separate reviews into Parliament House's workplace culture, the complaints handling process, and when members of his office became aware of Ms Higgins' allegations in response. He says there needs to be permanent change.
It's a fairly straightforward expectation. I want the culture to be better. I want the system to be better. For the sake of particularly those who are impacted directly by these things, but also for those who are in a position of seeking to help and support people in that situation. That's what I want to know. I want to honestly know it. And if we need two, if we need four, we'll get what we need to ensure we find out that information.
Brittany Higgins is expected to lodge a formal complaint with the Australian Federal Police on Wednesday over her alleged rape. Across the ditch, New Zealanders are commemorating 10 years since the Christchurch earthquake tragedy. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is to lead tributes for the 185 people who lost their lives. First responders and community leaders will read out their names at the Canterbury Earthquake National Memorial. A minute's silence will be observed just after midday local time to mark the exact time the 6.3 magnitude earthquake hit. Anglican Bishop Peter Carell has spent a decade lobbying for the rebuild of the Christchurch Cathedral, one of the country's most iconic buildings, before it was destroyed in the quake. He says it would symbolise resilience and recovery.
I think it'll be hugely significant because it will be one of the final pieces in the jigsaw of putting Christchurch back together again. It will be a healing at the heart of Christchurch after the earthquake. So I think it'll be hugely significant to have a reopened cathedral.
And in sport, Novak Djokovic says his 9th Australian Open tennis triumph was among the most challenging of his Grand Slam career. Djokovic defeated Daniil Medvedev 7-5, 6-2, 6-2 in the final. The Serb was criticised pre-tournament for detailing a list of so-called quarantine demands for the 72 players holed up in hard lockdown, then accused of exaggerating an abdominal injury during his five-set third-round win over Taylor Fritz. He says he developed ways of coping.
It has been definitely one of the emotionally most challenging Grand Slams that I've ever had with everything that was happening, you know, injury and off-the-court stuff, quarantines, and has been, at least to say, a rollercoaster ride in the last 4 weeks. I mean, I have put a lot of energy and time along with my team to be here, you know, sitting with a trophy. So I'll take a lot of positives out of this and see what the rest of the season is going to look like.
And now for a look at today's weather. Hot and sunny conditions in Brisbane and Perth, cloudy in Adelaide, Hobart, and light showers in Melbourne, a shower or two in Canberra, Wollongong, Sydney, and Newcastle, possible storms in Darwin with a top of 31. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. This is SBS News.